All right, guys, we are running a little bit behind, so I'm hoping we can help a little bit by getting HR going and finishing up trying to get everybody caught up. So this is May the 2nd, and this is the HR committee. First line item is call to order. That's been done. Approval of minutes from the April 4th.
Move meeting. To approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Second.
Aye.
Motion is approved. Line item 3, public comment. If there's anybody here from the public that wishes to speak. No, seeing none. We'll move on to line item 4, discussion and possible action regarding an amendment to section 3034 of the Mount Pleasant Code of Ordinances entitled Executive Session. So, Mr. Pellegrini, if you want to go. I wonder what I'm trying to do. That's all that's on my mind right now. And also, just for FYI, so PLJ's also taking a look at this, okay. So it'll be good to hear what they have to say as well. Sir, I give you the floor.
Thank you. This item came to, or is coming to this committee as a result of a vote from last month's committee meeting, and it is a general thoughts and possible options, by no means specific or by no means comprehensive, to discuss issues related to executive session confidentiality. And what you have in front of you is a provision which would add to our existing ordinance, which is 30.34, related to confidentiality. And you will see in the bolded section, it starts with item C, and just as a, for the benefit of this committee and for our citizens, you will see that the beginning part, 30.34 A and B, provides the rules of executive session. These are largely taken from our state code and the rules related to purpose for executive session. Item C, at least under this proposal, would be added, providing that every town employee, officer, or council member shall keep confidential all information and records. And then the additional, or at least the thrust of this, is part E, violations. And this is really, there are any number of ways to handle this, but this was pulled from compilation of several other jurisdictions which establish rules. And at least one of the ways to do it is if there is a proposed issue with violation of executive session and confidential information related thereto, that the town council and note council could establish a temporary ethics committee comprised of council members to review, and per this committee's discussion and per my recommendation, that would be advised by outside legal counsel. And the reason for that is our council is involved in executive session and is essentially could be a fact witness. And also, when you're addressing items like this, it is best practice to have somebody outside reviewing this. And then there can be an inquiry, there could be a hearing, and the hearing would be closed to the public unless the officer employee, if this is an officer or employee situation, then there would be a hearing. Process set up. Ultimately, under Section 3, and I'll scroll down to get to that point, you will see that there are any number of things that council can do proposing violations, and those are public censure, referral to the Ethics Commission, loss of committee assignments, civil fines. Just to be clear, this is not what legal is recommending. This is more a laundry list of possible things, possible types of action that council could take by way of resolution as far as penalties for violations. Let me also add that there is nothing in any of this, nor could there be, which would restrict any council member or any individual from a referral to the State Ethics Commission on their own. This really covers it as a referral by the body, by the group. So that's what's proposed. Obviously, there would be a number of decisions to be made if this committee wishes to go forward with something like this. So that is the explanation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
So I think, so this gives us a place to start and answers a question of the investigation piece, right? So the formation of that committee, they would be the ones doing the questioning, investigating.
Right.
And it would be during executive session, of course. And they would vote on like a guilty, not guilty.
Well, they would provide a recommendation for findings.
Right.
And then those would be brought to council as a whole. And then, of course, it would be up to council under section 3 here. Council would review the findings. You'll see under 3, council mm-hmm. shall review the findings and recommendations. And then it must be implemented by resolution of council. Therefore, any committee is not authorized to make final decisions.
Okay.
Really, it's a fact-finding group with the aid of outside legal counsel, and then council may do any one, none, or some of the penalties that that would be in any final version of this ordinance.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for this. Thanks for your hard work on this. I think this is something that is was missing in the executive session ordinance. I think, you know, it discussed what reasons we could go into executive session, but not what the consequences or the procedure for what would happen should someone violate executive session. I think this reads very fair to me, and I think the one thing that I wonder about an addition is that is there demonstrated harm? Do we have to have something in there that there was harm to the town or harm to, you know what I mean, because of the violation,
yeah.
Right? Like, is that something that should be added in there or?
Well, I understand the question, and mm-hmm. I think that can be done two ways. Yes. I think you have to look at it backwards and what are the possible penalties, right? And you could, the council could say, look, if it is non-harm, then it could be public censure, for example. We could write in here the level of, or at least the standard as it relates to a particular penalty. For example, if it's determined that there's little or no harm to the town, it could be public censure. Or if you're looking at referral to state ethics, well, then, you know, that's the State Ethics Commission and our state code provide very specific reasons for that. You could say loss of committee assignment or civil fines. I'm not sure that is something that the council desires. But essentially an enhancement, I think, is what you're mm-hmm. suggesting. So whatever the penalties are, we can write in any standard.
Okay. Just because I was thinking through, you know, if someone violated executive session, for example, but there was no, how do we define harm, right? Is it harm to the reputation of the town? Is it harm to a deal that the town was thinking of engaging in? I think that there's different levels of what that harm could be. So I think that's something that maybe should be referenced or clarified a little bit, just so that committee knows, you know, because what I think what we don't want to create is is a situation where there's a council that maybe in the future is more antagonistic towards one another, and then this creates opportunity for almost like a witch hunt type of situation against someone who is in disfavor with the council. And I think we've seen enough fluctuations in council over the past decades that you could see something like that happening. So I think there needs to be some sort of safeguards in there that if it's trivial, if it's not harmful versus the harm. And I think the proof, you know, is also going to, you know, be something that the committee should have to factor in as well.
Yes, ma'am. Those are all excellent points. And what I would say the process to how that can be determined, this committee is hearing this issue today. Later today, police legal is hearing it, and then ultimately council. Again, in my opinion, I think it would be better to identify what, if any, does council want to see as penalties. And once those possible penalties are determined, we can implement a structure saying, here's what is necessary. Here are the precedents to a specific penalty, and we can apply it that way.
Well, I like the optionality of the four penalties. I think that's good to have the full range of options in there. That's just my opinion.
It's like a kind of like a discipline plan, right? If you do this, this could happen. Level A, B, C.
Yes, ma'am.
Like,
there was some thought in mind to how school principals would
look at this.
Would affect it. Yes.
But I think Ms. Whitley, that's a great thought, is to think about a council that maybe isn't as harmonious to do something with this, right? Mr. Randall.
Yeah, I just have some of the same concerns. I really worry about this just turning into a tool down the road for somebody or a group of folks to use against somebody that they disagree with. And
but they would have to have proof, right? I mean, they would have to.
No, they would just need a majority of council to vote to establish a committee. That's
right.
It. And then it's in the papers that they're investigating somebody. I don't know. I worry about it being abused. That's my biggest worry, is about it being abused.
And Mr. Rambo, one of the things that we've done, not related to this, and in the past where we've had sensitive issues like that, remember, you use the term majority. It's also possible to make it a supermajority. Those are always possibilities as well. Whether it be in the formation of, I hate to use the term investigating, but the committee, the ethics committee, the referral to the ethics committee, that could be made to a higher standard, as well as the final vote, if there's going to be a penalty. Or they can be different. For example, you could have just a majority to create the ethics committee, and then a supermajority to implement any penalties. Or a supermajority to implement specific penalties based on the severity. So all of those are options.
Okay, so if there's 9 council members, there's one that's accused of something, so right, they can't vote. So then a supermajority would be a 6-2 vote. You would need 6 out of the remaining 8?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
instead of 5 out of 8?
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct. It could be more. I mean, obviously, it could be an employee.
No, I mean, I think that's a simple safeguard. I mean, to me, it would require a supermajority to establish the task force and to oppose penalties. I think just one extra council member just kind of, I feel like, protects it a little bit more. Like, it's got to be very clear that there was something worth investigating, and then very clear that something happened.
I love that. Good protection. All right. You have enough to go on?
Yes, ma'am.
Like
we
it.
Do.
Thank you.
And again, this will be heard by PJL.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess from a procedural standpoint, we can certainly bring this back to HR. And depending on what happens at PJL, mm-hmm, at least our intent for non-confusion would be to aggregate the proposed changes and show the respective committees next month or whenever it comes back what all those suggestions are and how it looks.
Okay. Perfect.
So one more question. So I know this involves employees as well, because sometimes employees are in executive session.
Correct.
Is it appropriate, though, for town council to investigate an employee other than the town administrator? Wouldn't that be the town administrator's job to manage that? I wonder if that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
If a department head was in executive session and there was an allegation, I don't see this happening, by the way. But I'm just trying to think through scenarios.
Right. And we thought through that, and that is referenced in here.
And
to understand the distinction, employees, there is a, because of our employment handbook and requirements, there would be a hearing option for that employee. And also that the committee or council and the committee could refer it to the administrative side of the town administrator.
Okay.
And one of the questions for this committee, PGL and ultimately council, is should that be an automatic referral? That is something. I guess in thinking through that, it depends on the nature of the employee as well. And for reasons specifically, some employees answer directly to council, and then others
correct.
Are more of the administration.
I was more referring to employees that do not answer to council directly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But we can clarify that if this committee sees fit, that for those types, that would be an automatically be dealt with through our employee process, if that's what the committee and council would ultimately wish to do.
All right. I like that a lot. We all agree? Mm-hmm. All righty. Anything else? No, do you need it? You don't need anything from us, right? All right. Then the next line item is to adjourn. Thank you. Thank you, David.
You, Beth.